Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is good. This morning, the topic is God's canvas. And it's the third message in a series that God has given me. It started in December with the word surrender. Surrender is important in our journey with Jesus. Surrender is important to begin our journey with Jesus. We need to invite Jesus into our hearts to be our Lord and Savior, to begin the journey. And even as we continue on the journey, we need to allow Him to have full control. So the journey is what Jesus desires for each and every one of us. And He's got a beautiful journey in mind. We also need to allow Him to lead us and to guide us. We need to be led by the Spirit. That was the second message. The third one today is about how God coordinates everything as we allow Him to lead and guide us. And as we do, we'll see this amazing picture that God will unfold in our lives and in the lives of others and all the way throughout history. Those two things, the surrender and being led by the Spirit, have significance that is far beyond the things of this world, the riches, the career goals, the success in different endeavors, and so on. These two things lead us to having incredible significance, satisfaction, purpose, and meaning beyond all that we can think or imagine. They lead us to be a part of impact, of an impact for all eternity. That legacy goes on and on and on. There are things that we invest in here that will not go on forever. The old expression, you've heard it, you can't take it with you. It's true. I remember when I was beside my dad as he was dying in the hospital. And I remember there was his watch on the nightstand. And the Lord spoke to me about that, saying, that item, when he passes away, will still remain. But God also said that is symbolic of everything else that you and I strive for in this life. That new house, that promotion, fill in the blank. All that, like that watch, will be left behind. But as we allow the Lord to lead and guide us, and make us a part of what He's doing, we can take that with us. And it will be reverberating all throughout eternity. How God leads and guides us and uses us individually for eternal importance is connected to this huge picture. Speaking of pictures, some pictures are put on a canvas like this. Other pictures are on a bigger canvas, so to speak. I think a lot of people here have been to Chemainus and seen the amazing murals there. That artist was working on a much bigger scale than that first small picture that you could hang on your wall. Well, another artist took it to a whole new level, the Sistine Chapel. There was a lot of overhead involved in his work. Now, God works on an even bigger canvas. This was actually a picture taken of something that God put out in space many light years from here. You notice it's the shape of a cross. Isn't that interesting that that was there before Jesus died on the cross? God works on a much bigger scale than you or me. God works on a canvas that not only covers all of the universe, but covers all time. And on this canvas that covers all of history, he is creating his story. You and I can be a part of his story that is being created throughout history. Isn't that awesome? Our role, he leads us into, is an important part of one section of the canvas. Our being born at this time with our particular gifts and abilities is no accident. You and I are not accidents. You and I were created on purpose with very special things that God put in you and me for his divine purpose. We were created for such a time as this to be a part of that one section of the canvas being completed. That is how important you and I are. And in this time we were born into, we were meant to fit into a body, the body of Christ, and a divine design that we will see a certain part of God's picture for his canvas to come to fruition. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 18, it says, "Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the smell, a sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be." You and I are placed very strategically by God. Some of us were created to reach others for Christ via hospitality. The people out in the kitchen there who serve us coffee afterwards are awesome. They do such an important ministry that reach people's hearts for the Lord and display his kindness, his hospitality. Some of us were created to reveal God's handiwork through science, like that picture we saw out into space. God's handiwork was revealed. Some of us are called to reflect God's kindness through a ministry of feeding the poor, loaves and fishes. Some of us connect with others as Christ's ambassadors through sports, and so on, and so on, and so on. I know the ministry of Athletes in Action has been used very powerfully to reach so many people. I've had the privilege of being a part of that, and it's been amazing to be able to connect with athletes through the vehicle of sport, to share the love of Jesus with them, the gospel with them. So each of us has been placed very specifically. We have a special role that is perfect for his kingdom work. And how he leads each of us fits into an overall glorious design of his making, and it all works together and is connected beautifully. Yes, God leads and guides surrendered hearts to coordinate each body part to contribute to the overall performance and work of the body. This is a part of how God puts his designs on his canvas. The scripture that Steve read this morning is a perfect example of this. The first part of what God was coordinating there was our friend Saul, who's going around threatening to kill people, put people into prison, and so on and so forth. You might say that is a very dark background on the canvas. And he's on his mission to Damascus, and he has this meeting with Jesus. The splash of yellow appears on that very dark background. He has an encounter with Jesus and realizes, whoops, this is who Jesus is. And he's led into Damascus, totally blind. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this guy named Ananias, minding his own business, and God starts to coordinate his part as a part of the body. He says, Ananias, I want you to go see this guy named Saul. Ananias is a little freaked out about this, knowing who Saul was or who he thought he was at that moment. But nevertheless, he obeyed. And so, in response to God's coordinating, he went in obedience and he prayed for this man named Saul. And his eyes are opened. Not only physically, his eyes were open spiritually prior to that. Isn't it neat how God coordinated Ananias to come along and be a part of this work, doing his part of the body at that point? Well, then that was coordinated into other things. Saul becomes Paul. And he's coordinated as a part of the body now. And it said at the end of the scripture that Steve read that Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, Saul, who becomes Paul, is being coordinated as a part of the body work that God is doing. He shares the gospel over a huge area, and many people come to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. He ministers to different groups of believers over and over and over. He is used to write a good portion of the New Testament. The effect of all that has affected the body of Christ in a huge way and has served to cover a significant portion of God's canvas that stretches over the course of history right through to today. You and I are affected by that coordination. Isn't that amazing? And you and I, as we allow Jesus to lead and guide us, can be used in the same way, where what God has us do will continue on in history as he writes his story. Isn't that awesome? Paul's service will continue to cover more and more of God's canvas as others, affected by how Paul was used, do their part that God leads them to do. He leads his people, and he coordinates events, meetings, and encounters for his divine purposes, which are part of his palette to decorate that massive canvas of his. They serve to bring about his master plan. An example from Scripture, Acts chapter 10. In verses 1 to 8, the first part of what God was coordinating. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your gifts and prayers to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. So here God is interacting with this man and beginning to put things together that he has planned from before the beginning of time. Next part of the coordination. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I've never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. Vision at Cornelius' house. Vision at Peter's house. Two events God is bringing together as these men arrive at the gate. While Peter was thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The events are coming together for the next event that God had in mind. Peter preached the gospel. And here's the result. The beautiful explosion of color that would go onto God's canvas. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with them for several days. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful outcome, isn't it? There are beautiful things that God wants to do in and through our lives. He wants to coordinate events in your life and the lives of other people to bring it together to make something amazing and incredible. Will you and I let Jesus do that in our lives? Are we open to that? If we are, then we're going to see these beautiful things that God will do with all the events in our lives, all the encounters, meetings, and so on. I enjoy walking into God's divine appointments. It's so exciting. It's way, way more incredible and awesome than me trying to plan every little iota out. Yes, there is a place for planning, but there's also a place for being totally open to whatever the Holy Spirit may want to coordinate. I've met some of the most amazing people, had the most amazing opportunities to speak into their lives, to support and encourage, and see God do incredible miracles. He wants that for every one of us. As Peter lived a surrendered life to God and obeyed his leading, God's divine purposes were achieved, and the canvas was touched with some very beautiful strokes by the master. More examples of God's canvas work. In this book called Red Moon Rising, this young man was given a vision by God. It says here, "Visualizing nation after nation, I raised my hand, began to pray out loud for each one by name. And that was when it happened. First, my scalp began to tingle, and then an electric current pulsed down my spine again and again, physically shaking my body. Nothing like this had ever happened to me before, and I was afraid. I could hear a buzzing, clicking sound overhead, as if an electric pylon was short-circuiting. I wondered if I was being electrocuted, and it occurred to me that a cliff top at night is pretty much the worst place to start shaking violently. And then these strange sensations continued. As they continued, I saw something. My eyes were open, and I could see with absolute clarity before me the different countries laid out like an atlas. And from each of these nations, I watched as young people arose out of the page, crowds of them in every nation, a mysterious, faceless army silently awaiting orders. I have no idea how long that vision lasted. It might have been minutes or much longer. But eventually I climbed into my sleeping bag, and with my head still spinning, I drifted into a deep sleep. My life would never be the same. As this young man pursued Jesus passionately, God began to unfold things and unfold things and coordinate things and bring people together to bring about this 24/7 prayer movement that went across the world. And the effect on people's lives was very dynamic, very awesome and amazing, in a way that only the Holy Spirit can make happen. God works in amazing ways to create his portrait. God was working in all the details involved, and he made some amazing patterns occur. The people that were drawn into that, it was amazing from every walk of life. There was one young man who gave up a career as, I forget what occupation it was, but long story short, he became a very dynamic part of doing the online stuff for the organization and was a very, very key part of it. People from very interesting backgrounds that you wouldn't think would be a part of certain things, but God is a whosoever God, whosoever is willing. And he drew all these people together and coordinated them for this amazing, amazing effect on eternity. Corrie Ten Boom, some of you might have heard of her. She was in a prison of war camp during the Second World War because she and her family dared to rescue Jewish people from the clutches of Hitler. And eventually she was released, and she ended up traveling the Lord. She called herself a tramp for the Lord. She went wherever God led her to go, whether it was in a prison or wherever it was, she was willing to go. And one time, she was led by the Lord to go to South America. And she ended up in South America, and she ended up staying with this Christian doctor. And this Christian doctor opened up all these different opportunities for her to speak to different people. And one of the opportunities that ended up happening for her was in the hospital where the doctor worked. She was allowed to talk to the polio patients, and she told them about Jesus, the hope, the one who gives hope. And one of the people that she spoke to was this one man, this Jewish fellow. And she told him about the Messiah. And it was very interesting because about 5 minutes after she had left, or he ended up accepting Jesus. And then 5 minutes after Corey left, the man passed away. Isn't it interesting how God works in perfect timing as a part of his coordination and in creating his whole beautiful picture? You and I are here for such a time as this. The people we bump into are on purpose. It's the right timing. God has a plan he's working out. A number of years ago, God put it on my heart to go to a particular camp in the interior of BC. And he led me to go there to pray for 2 days at the beginning of the camping season. And it was very interesting because I'd never been to this camp before. But God had connected me in a way with that camp, and I ended up going for those 2 days to pray for the camp. And it was amazing what God did in those 2 days. And that has then turned into about 4 or 5 years of pouring into lives there through prayer, through speaking, through mentoring. And one young man that I met there at the beginning and started to mentor and continue to mentor to this day is now going to begin schooling in the fall to become a pastor. And then who will that affect? And who will that affect? And so on. And so on. As we are obedient to God's leading, we fit into God's overall plan of coordination, which has a great divine impact and eternal significance. We contribute to his canvas being filled with the beautiful picture that he is creating. Question we need to think about this morning. What beautiful design does God have for your family, your neighborhood, your neighbors? Nanaimo Alliance Church. Nanaimo. What part are you and I meant to play in that design? We need to talk to God and hear what he says and be willing to do whatever he tells us to do or say. As we step out in obedience, we will see God coordinating things to bring about the beautiful vision he has for our families, Nanaimo Alliance Church, our neighbors, our school, Nanaimo, and beyond. And that, in turn, will contribute to the big, beautiful picture that God is creating on the canvas of history. We get to be a part of his story. We will be a part of seeing God's master plan coming to pass, and his canvas will have some more beautiful colors added to it. Let's take a moment to talk to God. And if you haven't invited Jesus in, you haven't surrendered your life to him, this is an opportunity right now so you can begin that journey. And so you can be a part of this beautiful canvas painting. And all you need to do is just acknowledge that what Daryl was talking about, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He paid the price. And that you just say, Jesus, I've made so many mistakes. I've sinned. Forgive me. Come into my life. Take over. Be my Lord and Savior. If you do that, you've invited in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he will create a beautiful picture in your life and through your life. And for those of us who have already done that, Lord, we come to you this morning, and Father, we want to be a part of that creating of that amazing, amazing picture that you're creating over the course of time. Lord, where we've not let go and that you have full sway in our lives, Lord, we give that to you now. And we say, Jesus, we want to be a part of this. And Jesus, let us know what our part is. Are we meant to be that part of the body that is the foot that does the carpentry kind of thing that helps ministry, or are we the hand where we serve coffee, or we give that hug of encouragement? Lord, let us know our part. Speak clearly, Lord, for your servants, we listen. Lord, then, when you speak, when we hear you clearly, Lord, help us to obey, like Peter, who went down with those men to Cornelius' house. Help us to be obedient, Lord. And Lord, help us to notice when you're coordinating things, when you're bringing things together for your plan. And help us to be excited that you're doing such a beautiful thing and you're using us. Lord, we lay ourselves before you. Pick us up like a paintbrush, Lord. And use us for those beautiful master strokes for your design. We ask this in Jesus' powerful name. And everyone said, amen. Yes, let the glory of God fall into our lives, pour through our lives to the nations, that his glory, his beauty might be seen. Amen? And yes, let's surrender to Jesus this week. Let's seek his face and say, here am I, Lord. Use me, send me. I want to be a part of the beautiful things that you're doing. With that blessing, I send you and look forward to the amazing things that God will do in and through your lives. And when we get to heaven, we'll get to see the beautiful picture that God was doing. And do remember that when the hard times hit, those are a part of the canvas too. They create the darker background so that the brighter colors will stand out more. Be encouraged in that. That's what it's been for me this year, dealing with all this stuff after my mom died. It's been a very dark background, but in the midst of it, I've been seeing God's strength, his wisdom, his ability to sustain the brighter colors, right? And then those bright colors will be able to be shared with others who are going through tough times, their dark backgrounds as well. So be encouraged in both. There'll be a prayer team up here as well, available for prayer. Please make use of that if there's a need, and so on and so forth. But be blessed. Enjoy your week. God bless.